Yes?
Hello?
Is Miss Akavan in?
You are?
This is Baha Faruzanfar speaking.
Baha?
Yes.
Yes, tell me, are you her brother?
Yes.
Is she in?
Well, she's not here right now. She's gone out. I've got your number. When she comes, I'll tell you call, okay?
Goodbye.
Hello? Hello?
What happened? What did he say to you?
He hung up.
He hung up?
Whatever it takes, we have to find out where they live.
Argovan, guess who just called?
Who?
Baha, Bazard's wife.
What did she want?
She wanted to talk to you, and I told her you weren't home. Look, Argovan, listen well to what I'm telling you. The one that should be worried about the past being revealed is Bezad. He's the one that has to answer for it, not you.
Yeah. You're right. The one who should be worried is him, not me.
So if she calls again, should I give her the address to the house?
Let me think about it some more.
All right.
Excuse me.
Thanks for coming.
So, Bezard, I'll be waiting to hear.
Of course, sure.
Think some more about my...
Of course, give my regards. Goodbye.
Mr. Faruzanfar.
Yes?
See what Hussein is saying. Are you leaving?
With your permission, Manuchehr.
What's it, Hussein? What's happened this time?
I hope you're well, boss.
Thank you.
The 1,300-ton pump has a problem. We think that it might
wasn't
have gotten
a good
a
meeting?
Crack.
It wasn't bad.
Did you turn the device off?
Yes, we turned it off.
So what do we need to do?
Nothing. We have to open it to see if we can repair it.
How much will it cost?
It'll be 4 or 5 million.
There's no choice. Tell them to come and open it and repair it.
All right, sure.
Thank you.
Mr. Faruzanfar.
Yes?
What happened to the pump?
Nothing. I told them to open it up and go and repair it.
It'll be fine. What happened? Did you reach an agreement?
Why don't you ask him? You two are really close.
Look here, my brother. I came back here to prove to you my good intentions. Instead of all this pessimism, maybe you better tell me what happened so I can help you.
He suggested we become partners, and I very politely gave him a vague answer. Right now, if your curiosity is piquing, kindly go over there to see what's happening. Thank you. One day the pump breaks, the next day the mold cracks and the pipes burst. What's going on here?
I've got so much work.
Yes, who is it?
Hello, hi there, Mr. Alanya.
I'm Nigar Faruzanfar. If you recall, we saw each other at the rehab camp the other day.
Yes, I remember you. What did you want?
I wanted to ask you if it's possible to make an appointment to perhaps see each other so we can talk to each other about a certain matter, if you understand.
What matter?
About the story of your sister's marriage to Bezard, you know?
I'm sorry, ma'am. I don't have anything new to say. Instead of running around in circles looking for a witness, you'd
better go after Bezard, your brother-in-law. He's the cause of all these problems. Maybe you should talk to him, huh?
Mr. Azania, I'm really just begging you here. I promise not to take too much of your time, just a few minutes.
All right. I'm going to the studio now. I'll text the address to this number, the one I've got right now, and if you like, you can meet me there.
I'm very grateful to you, sir. Goodbye for now.
So, what happened?
کنارت چقدر حال من بهتره از این حالی که این روزا میشه داشت اگه دنیا هرچی که داشتم گرفت.
Yes?
Hello.
Hello, what is it?
Is Mr. Azania here, perhaps?
Excuse me, you are?
I'm Miss Farooz Anfar. I had an appointment with him.
All right, come inside. I'll call him.
Thank you.
No problem.
Well, Sina, let's go again.
Look here, ma'am. I completely understand your situation. I know it's hard for you to believe a person that, here you are. Have some tea.
Thank
you. That you trusted so much. I don't know. Entrusted your father's factory to has turned out to be rotten to the core. Look, I'm asking you. In fact, I'm begging you to please don't get my sister involved in all of this. She's already been hurt enough because of that bad relationship. After her divorce, for two months, she just lay around like a dead person in a corner of the house. That's why I don't want anyone to remind her of that rotten past and make her feel any worse, you understand? I'm sorry, I can't give you the address to the house.
Well, I've already told you before, you know. We don't intend to inconvenience or trouble her. My sister just wants to see your sister, face to face, so she can ask her a few questions, that's all.
That's just it. The problem is that your questions for my sister would be like torture. I'm sorry. I don't want the peace that we've managed to obtain through 1,000 hardships to be lost because of your curiosity.
If you didn't want it, then you shouldn't have mentioned it to me at all.
Huh. It seems that now I actually owe you something, right?
No, no. Please forgive me. I don't have any bad intentions at all. Look here, Sina. I completely understand your concerns, but I'm asking you to understand our situation. My sister Baha has become very upset ever since hearing about this. She's not feeling well at all. If they see each other, many, many things will be clarified. I'm asking you. I promise there won't be any problems for you, Sina.
Very well, but please just have your tea, okay?
Thank you.
Hello there, Nagar. What happened? Did you get the address from him?
You think he'd just agree? By begging and pleading 1,000 times, yes, I got it.
Thank you very much. You went to the trouble. Dr. Amadi, tell me, I'll write it down.
Lavasan.
And?
Sa Asya, Cheshme Street.
All right. I got it. Thank you, Nagar.
Baha, have you thought about it well? Are you absolutely sure that you want to go and see that girl?
No. But I think that knowing the truth is a lot better than living a life of suspicion and doubt.
Very well. Then at least wait till I come and we'll go together.
No, Nagardia, but thanks. I prefer to go alone. You go home and I'll be there soon.
All right. Take care of yourself. Goodbye.
Goodbye, then.
Yes?
Hello. Is this the house of Miss Alzania?
What is it?
I'm Faruzanfa, Baha Faruzanfa.
Yes, please come inside.
Here you are.
Thank you.
If you don't want sugar, there's also dates and raisins.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Do you live here alone?
Why alone? I live with my sister, brother, and a servant. Of course, I asked them not to be here today so you'd be more comfortable.
You're wearing black. God forbid, has something happened to you?
I'm not sure you could call everything that's happened to me just something. After that forced divorce, my mother passed away. The feeling of guilt and loss took me to the edge of depression and insanity. For a long time, I just sat in a corner of the house as if I were dead. First, I started out just crying. Then, in order to forget the bad memories of the past, I got married to a man, which was the best thing that happened in my life. But because of my bad luck, I lost him too. Right now, I'm mourning several tragic events.
I am truly sorry.
Thank you. Let's move on. You didn't come here to ask me how I'm doing. You'd better tell me what you want with me.
I want to know if the things your brother said to my sister are true or not.
Completely. Everything he said is true. Me and Behzad had gotten married. Have your tea.
Thank you. How long were you married to each other?
It wasn't that long. 5 or 6 months. He'd promised that he'd introduce me to his family after a few weeks. But, well, basically, Behzad didn't keep his promises.
Excuse me. Can I see your identification card?
There's nothing in my identification card. The marriage was annulled. Everything was supposed to remain a secret until the time came that we could tell everyone. But it never happened.
Did you love each other?
Mrs. Faruzanfa? The marriage between me and Behzad wasn't the result of a simple love. It was a fiery and passionate love. You could only find something like it in stories. An uncontrollable and crazy love. One of those that won't let you even sleep. Sometimes we'd send each other so many text messages and shared in each other's dreams that the battery on my cell phone would die. I remember one time he'd written, "I love you. I love you with all my heart." It might be small, but each person's heart is their entire life. I still have it. You want to see it?
No, there's no need for it.
After the marriage, we went to Kish for our honeymoon. When we came back, we got an apartment and started our life. But in secret and out of everyone's sight. It's a joke, right? Your tea's getting cold. Did I make you upset?
No. Are you still in touch with each other?
No, not at all. Me and Behzad never saw each other after our divorce.
Can I ask you to give him a call right now and ask him to come here?
Excuse me?
I'm asking you. I want to see you and hear the truth of your allegations with my own eyes and ears.
I'm sorry, ma'am. but I had to pay a big price for the peace and calm I have now. I'm not ready to lose it, no matter what.
So what about my peace and calm? Do you think with this situation I can continue living with my life like the past?
That's not my problem.
I'm begging you. If what you're saying is true, I have to make an important decision about my life. Until I'm certain, I can't.
What do you want to be certain of?
I want to know, when Bazaar is standing in front of you and looking in your eyes, will you still say these things or not, whether the things you said about your love are true?
Do you really think that I'm lying to you?
Why not? Maybe you and several other people, out of some unknown purpose and spite, have decided to ruin the lives of me and my husband. How can I know the things you've said aren't just insults and slander? No, ma'am. I might be a simple person, but I'm not that stupid to set fire to my life because of your allegations. Good day.
I heard Bazaar wants to start a new business with the money he inherited from your father's wealth.
Did he tell you that himself?
No. I heard it from Nikar, the attorney that I used to work with. I'd already told you. Me and Bazaar have no contact with each other.
I hadn't heard about it.
Apparently, you haven't heard about many things. Your tea's gotten cold. You want me to bring you another one?
Yes?
Hello, Bazaar. It's Argovan.
Why did you call me?
If hearing my voice makes you so upset, I can hang up.
No, no. I mean, that's not what I meant. You well?
Fine, thanks.
How are you? Are you happy with your new life?
Thank God. It's much better. Much better than what I imagined it would be.
Don't try to make me mad with these lies.
Did you want something that you called?
I'd gone to see Nikar. He said he suggested you become partners.
I don't know why, but I thought I should warn you.
About what?
About Nikar. The truth is, there are some things about him that I think it's best that you knew.
Like what, for example?
I can't tell you over the phone. We'd better make plans to see each other, then we can talk about it.
Is it important?
Yeah. If it weren't, I wouldn't have called you. I'm not insisting on it. You can say no.
So where should I go?
Lavasa.
I will text you the address now.
It's just... Isn't it a bit far?
Maybe for you, but my house is here. Anyhow, if you like, you can come with your wife. That way we can get to know each other better.
Goodbye.
How are you doing, Mrs. Soltani?
Fine, thank you.
They're making soup for the children.
That's very kind of them.
Well, so were you able to convince him?
Temporarily, yes.
Why temporarily?
The truth is...
I'm sorry, ma'am.
It's all right. I really don't know. Maybe Munisher changing his mind is only because of the money my uncle left me. Of course, Aunt, my husband never sticks to his word. Today he says one thing, tomorrow something else. And also, ever since he's had problems with Bazaar, he's always angry. He doesn't talk to me at all.
Anyhow, somehow you have to bear with him. You'll have to give him time so he can come to terms with this. God willing, everything will be fine.
I hope so.
I'm certain you'll be a good mother, my dear.
Thank you.
I hope that I can be a good mother just like you.
What do you mean?
The truth is, I've also put in a request to adopt a child.
How is that possible? You're not even married, Aunt.
Well, you don't absolutely have to be married. A single person can adopt a child as well. There are just some conditions that you have to meet.
That's terrific. I'm really happy, Aunt.
I'm happy too. I just don't want you to say anything to anyone until it's finalized.
You can be sure. As long as you don't want it, no one will know a thing.
Thank you. Let's go so I can give you some pastries with tea.
Lovely. Hello.
Hello.
You came alone.
As you can see.
Very well. Why are you standing there? Come inside.
Does this entire house belong to you?
This is just a tenth of what I have. Let's go inside.
No, it's fine right here.
The weather's really cold. You don't expect us to talk here. Come on, don't you want to see my house? How's my house? You like it?
Well, so that's why you got married to Mr. Davoodi.
What's wrong with it? You did the same thing yourself. In order to be able to advance, you got your uncle's daughter and became the manager of your uncle's factory.
My situation is different to yours. Don't compare yourself to me.
What difference is there? Look, Behzad, in order to become rich, me and you each chose a separate path. But, well, you have to agree that the way I went about it was more honorable, because at least I wasn't forced, like you, to forget about my father's killer and, by foregoing my love, marry into my uncle's money and power.
I didn't forget about my father's death, Argovan. The main motivation for my getting married to Bahar, besides my feelings, was to have a calm and trouble-free life. And the main reason I left you wasn't money. It was the huge lie that you told me at the start of our life together.
Really? You mean my lie was so huge that you were ready to throw me away like garbage?
I never did such a thing to you. They say there are three signs of love. Expectation, hardship, and sacrifice. I was able to put up with the first two really well, Argovan, but I couldn't sacrifice myself for a love that constantly lied to me.
No way, that's not right. You're talking about something you don't have yourself. You can only ever really claim to be honest, Behzad, when you've told your wife everything about your past. That you were in love with someone else. But you got married to Bahar because of money.
Look here, Argovan. I didn't come here to relive the past. Bahar doesn't know anything about my relationship with you, and I don't want her to ever know. So I'm asking you to end this discussion. Tell me what the story with Mehran is.
Behzad, please don't pretend that I'm not important to you. You didn't come all this way to hear about Nikar. You came to see me. because you still think about me. About the love that we had. Aren't I right? Look at me. Look at me for a second. Bezat, true bravery means being able to listen to your heart. Me and you still have a lot of time. We can start over again. Who knows? Maybe this time everything will be the way we had dreamed.
Argovan, it's way too late for these things. Please stop talking about it.
Just take a look around you. I am a wealthy person now. If you want, if you come back, all this wealth will be yours. All you have to do is agree.
Look, Argovan, you're a good girl, and I have feelings for you, but right now... What are you doing here? Baha! Baha, listen for a minute. Hold on. Let me explain to you. Listen to me for a minute. Baha!
Don't say a thing. Don't say a thing.
You're really wicked. Really.
خواستم کدوم جون کدوم عشق شاید خیلی از این حرفا دروغه تا وقتی با همین از عشق میگیم نباشیم قولمون حتی دروغه از این عشقایی که زنجیر میشه هوس هایی که دامنگیر میشه میترسم چون دلم بی اعتماده به احساسی که بی تأثیر میشه نه این که عاشقی حال خوشی اتفاقیه که گاهی نمیفته و میفته حس یخ زدن تو آتیش حال سوختن تو سرما تو بیداری یه خیاله یه حقیقت تو رویا تو فکرش نیستیم و پیداش میشه ولی وقتی که باید باشه میره به حال و روز ما کاری نداره همیشه یا براش زوده یا دیره نه این که
های مبهم بفهمم آخرش چی.